guy that follows Augustana and the University of Sioux Falls for the Argus Leader, Matt Zimmer, joining us on the fan line. Hey, Matt, good afternoon.
Hey, guys.
You tweeted earlier today, Augustana still looking in their search for an athletic director, a name that I thought maybe would be a popular one to be naming to take over for Bill Gross, has decided not to. Give us the details.
There aren't a whole lot of details, but I got wind that Jeff Holm, who's been the associate athletic director at Augie for several years now, decided he wanted to take his name out of consideration for the job. And when I contacted Jeff to confirm, he said that, yeah, that's true. And he said it was a personal decision and that he was very content in his current role. And I'm sure he is. He's taken to that role very well. He's extremely popular at Augustana, very well liked by all of us that know him, obviously. So I can understand if that's his decision. But at the same time, I think, and I don't mean any disrespect to Jeff with this at all, you've got to wonder if that also means that, you know, he thought maybe either the job was moving in a direction that he was not interested in being a part of, or if maybe he thought by some of the candidates that were coming in that maybe he wasn't the best fit, or that just the school was already looking to go in a different direction and he wanted to sort of, you know, commit himself to his current job. So, you know, again, that's sort of his decision, I guess, and I didn't feel the need to press him on it too much because that's a personal decision, but I was a little bit surprised by it because, as we've talked about a few times in the last couple weeks, I think he was a good candidate, and I think a lot of people expected him to eventually be the guy, but obviously now that's not going to be the case.
Could this eventually be a positive for Augustana if, you know, Bill Gross is leaving and then Jeff Holm isn't leaving his position where he's at to maybe help an outsider, if that's the case, make the transition in?
Definitely, if that's the case, though. I mean, I wouldn't think that whoever comes in as the athletic director now is going to be given the authority to start necessarily just chucking people out at Augustana.
That would not be
right.
Good.
Right. I think Jeff would have every opportunity to stay in his job. And so if that would be the case and they would be able to work well together, then, yeah, that might be a benefit to Augie because it's almost like you get two athletic directors, I guess, in that you have a guy that a lot of people thought would have been good for the job, staying as sort of the number two, and then bringing in whoever they do bring in who, judging by what I've heard about the quality of candidates that they've had, is probably going to be a guy who's going to be able to help Augustana College.
What's the timeline? Have you heard yet on when Augustana is ready to make that announcement?
Well, I haven't talked to anyone from the committee since, it was, I think, sometime in early to mid-January when I talked to Bob Prelogger, who was the committee chairman. But what he said at the time, if I remember correctly, was they wanted to start bringing in finalists in February, and we're midway through February now, so I'd imagine that sometime soon they're going to start bringing people on campus. And I know they wanted, once they got to that point in the process, to hopefully have someone in place before spring season. So it could come, it could be coming down the line here pretty quick.
Alrighty. I know that, of course, their crosstown rival, a couple of blocks away, University of Sioux Falls, they're also looking for an athletic director. And I've certainly been told that there have been a large number of applicants for that job. What's the latest that you know about that one?
I haven't heard much on USF yet. Obviously, they haven't made anything public as far as their the committee that they assembled. I heard they didn't have any coaches on that committee, so that's probably partly why I haven't really heard much, because those are the people that I deal with.
But sure.
Hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to someone in their administration soon and find out where that process is.
Kind of exciting right now to find out where these two institutions are going. I mean, pretty good D2 schools, and what direction are they going to take, and what kind of a person are they going to have at the helm as their athletic director? I think it's kind of exciting right now.
Yeah, because I think we're all more curious than anything. I mean, a lot of times in this market, when a job opens up, we kind of feel like we have a good idea of what sort of person or what sort of candidate is going to emerge for certain jobs, and I think these are two where your guess is as good as mine. So, yeah, we'll see.
He's Matt Zimmer of the Argus Leader, follows Augustana and USF Athletics. For the Argus Leader, joining us here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris, he has his live chat every Tuesday at 2 at ArgusLeader.com. Let's talk about Northern Sun. Last weekend of the regular season, I think the Augie women are going to, no matter what they do, they will host they'll host a first-round playoff game. Augie men, they've got some work to do. I think it's going to come down to that Upper Iowa game. In fact, I think Augie almost has to win both games this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know how, you know, whether we're talking about the NFL or NSIC basketball, those tiebreakers can end up getting really complicated to where you have to, you know, get out your calculator to figure out who gets what. But I think there's a good chance. I mean, if right now Augustana, USF, and Upper Iowa are all tied for fourth place, and whoever gets fourth place gets a home game in the first round of the NSIC tournament.
Yeah, and Augie,
there's a lot at stake here between three schools that are all, and Augie and Upper Iowa play each other on Friday.
That's
and
right.
And then adding to that, Augustana plays at Winona State on Saturday.
Oh, boy.
So it's easy to start sort of assuming, okay, this team's going to win that game and this team's going to win that game. USF plays Mankato on Friday and then plays Concordia on Saturday. So, again, it's easy to go, okay, well, they're going to win this one and lose that one. As we know, it hasn't worked out that way this year, you know, throughout the entire season. So just when we think we kind of have it figured out, something weird will probably happen. And, you know, Augie will beat Winona, but then USF will beat Mankato or something, so who knows? But I think right now the team that has the best, that is in the best shape, is Upper Iowa, because they're going to be at home, and if they can beat Augie on Friday, then they've got Wayne State on Saturday, who's the last place team in the South. Now, again, I don't want to assume anything because weird things have been happening all season, but Augustana has traditionally had some trouble going down to Upper Iowa. So if the Peacocks can, and Upper Iowa, as we know, just beat Augie in Sioux Falls last week, so if Upper Iowa wins that game, I think there's a pretty good chance they're going to be the team that ends up going 2-0, and that they would be hosting either Augie or USF in the first round of the NSIC tournament.
How likely is it, Matt, that we could get past this first round and everything gets to the Pentagon and we don't see any of the four teams from Sioux Falls at the Pentagon? I mean, how likely is that?
Well, for one thing, I just realized what I just said was not true. They wouldn't be hosting Augie and USF because
they cross
north and south, north against south,
But
anyway, to answer your question, there's a good chance. I mean, Augustana's women obviously have it set up the best because they're going to get that first-round home game, and I think they're 10-3 at home this year, something like that, maybe 11-3. So if they get that home game, and then, they're playing a team from the north,
maybe a St. Cloud,
and we all know the South has been a little bit stronger than the North this year, not as much as the women's side, but still. Mm-hmm. So they'd be in pretty good shape. Right now, the USF men, obviously, like I said, they got to have some things break their way this weekend to have a potential home game. I'm not saying they can't go on the road and win, but there's a good chance they're going to have to do that. The USF women, just when it looked like they were really figuring things out, have suddenly hit another big losing streak, so they're going to be on the road for sure, and they've struggled a lot on the road this year. And then the Augie men, obviously we know what their situation is, and right now I think that's the thing. So many of these teams are right on the bubble of that four seed, that whoever they play, whether they're home or away, they're going to be getting a pretty comparable team. Nobody got a real high seed or is going to get a real low seed, so they're going to be in that first-round NSIC game going up against a team that they can probably beat or they could probably beat by no matter where they're at. So it's really up in the air. I just think if you're a local fan, if you're from Sioux Falls, or if you're a bean counter over at the Pentagon, you're definitely rooting for Augie and USF to get some things done here.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't want Minot and Duluth and Upper Iowa to be your big supporters because they're not going to bring a lot of people from those towns.
Yeah, I'm actually working on a story about that right now, talking to some people in the NSIC. And I know I talked to Butch, and he said they're definitely working to try to encourage as much of the fan bases of some of those schools to come. And obviously some of them travel well. And, you know, don't forget, Northern State is their local school, too. And if the weather's good, they'll probably bring good crowds down. And,
that's true.
You know, Mankato isn't far away, some of these other schools. But obviously, if Augie and USF aren't represented at all, that would be a big blow to everybody.
All right. What else are you working on the rest of the week? You got some high school games you're following?
I don't. I just have this, I'll have my USF baseball preview will be in the paper tomorrow. They open their season this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm working on this story on the NSIC tournament, sort of what's going on behind the scenes there. And, and also the Sioux Falls Storm season kicks off this weekend.
How about that?
So I'll be actually going to practice tonight to get started on my season preview for them, and then I'll be at USF this weekend for their doubleheader for basketball.
Yeah, I was talking to Curtis Riggs yesterday in the program. Yeah, they're not going to have their roster down to 24 until maybe tomorrow. They got a few spots they're looking for yet.
Yeah, so maybe I'll get to watch someone get red tagged tonight.
Well, if you are there, you'll let us know, no doubt about it. Hey, good stuff, Matt. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Matt Zimmer from the Argus Leader. Yeah, live chat every Tuesday at 2 o'clock. You can talk to him personally at argusleader.com.
That's